We started off really well. I thought we were kind of controlling the game.
Yep.
And then I decided to sub. And then I decided to sub and give some kids some playing time because we were up one and I thought we had some pretty good control. And, you know, when you've been sitting a long time, sometimes it puts them at a bad position. So they tried, and what happened was we had two breakdowns. One came, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the first one. I got a brain cramp here. I'm trying to think. I don't know what happened on the first one. The penalty kick. A kid had a penalty kick, and then we had a breakdown in the back. So we ended up down 2-1 at half.
Yeah.
And then we came out, and I believe the girls thought the girl was offside. And then it kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah. I mean, as they started well, you wound up with a match earlier today. You beat Plainfield, scored a couple
of goals. Yeah, well, we've been struggling scoring goals, and at least we had some attack. All right, we had some threats, so I have no complaints. We're finally getting something going again. But the thing remains is that we gave up 4 goals in this last game, and we're usually good and stingy in the back.
That's
and it just
not the problem.
Yeah, I remember now the failure on the restart where they had two people over the ball, and we had nobody cover, and then the girl came over late. Girl sent it over toward the bar, and then we didn't cover it well, and I think our girl had an own goal and knocked it in.
Yeah. So again, you'd like to be able to finish this year on. I know you got some matches this week.
Exactly. We got two more games left to go. We still have people out with some injuries. We're missing Becca Dobrich.
Uh-huh.
And today we had a few girls miss because of prom. So we were a little shorthanded, but we like to end the season on a high note. We had an opportunity to break back to 500 because we had a 4-game skid.
Yeah.
But this one really hurt because
we have to win out.
We have to win out, and we have to win our regional.
Yeah.
To break the 500 barrier. So, it's up to them now. Like I told them, I said that was an attainable goal. It's just now we put our backs to the wall.
Yeah.
And that right now. That's our goal. We got to go out and try to get to the 500 level. No matter where we fall in the last two games, if we lose a Lockport or whatever, that's still going to be a goal because that means we go farther in the playoffs. So.
Yeah, so again, it's you've seen us. I mean, at least you saw people attacking toward the net, which is something that did. Like
well,
said,
what we did was we when we went in the 4-game where we played those 4 real tough teams, what we did, we slid Kelly McGovern back, all right? So we took her off the offense, and we put her back on defense, and she solidified our defense pretty well.
Yeah.
I mean, we played close games. We just didn't get anything going offensively. So today I told Coach, I don't care, let's just go for it, let's get her up front. And we slid Corey Elam back there, and Corey played solid through the whole weekend. She played really well. When we put her back at the sweeper, she looked comfortable. Even though we gave her 4 goals today, it was nothing that she did wrong. I thought she did really well. But we also got offense because of Kelly. Now, Kelly, is a little bit different now from the front. And so she kind of pooped out there in the last game. But she still was a threat. She's on the field. She's on the field.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.